There was a boy, a very strange, enchanted boy. They say he wandered very far, very far. But very wise was he. And then one day, a magic day, he passed my way. And while we spoke of many things, this he said to me: the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and be.
Good evening. Allow me to introduce myself. I am Tad Kelso, attorney at law with the law firm of Coyote Consultants. It is my duty to explain this portion of the story, seeing as portions of it are normally covered by attorney privilege. However, now that the sordid affair is over, the Beach Bears asked that the entire story be told, so you can see the facts and judge for yourself. After all, isn't that what legal profession is supposed to be about? Anyway, where was I? Oh yes. Shortly after the Beach Bears returned from New York, Birch Draper and Lester Crowley, their manager, arranged for a few more concerts throughout the country. Not too many, as they did not want to overtax themselves, and Dipper did have some summer reading he needed to get done. It was shortly after their Chicago concert that they contacted our firm. The concert had gone very well, and as was becoming customary for them, they completed with a song that was a local favorite.
Now this could only happen to a bear like me, and only happen in a town like this. So may I say to each of you most gratefully, as I throw each one of you a kiss, this is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of town. Chicago is my kind of people too. People who smile at you, and each time I roam, Chicago is calling me home. Chicago is why I just grin like a clown. It's my kind of town. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of town, Chicago is. My kind of razzmatazz. sleep, Chicago is. The Wrigley Building, Chicago is. The Union Stockyard, Chicago is. One town that won't let you down, it's my kind of town.
Okay, excellent show, people. Thank you all for your participation. You can pick up your checks from the stage manager. Again, thank you. I need to take this. Star, could you show them where the stage manager's office is? Hello, Les. What's up? A lawsuit? What? We paid all the royalties. What's the problem? For who? Sorry, I don't know who they are. Oh, right. But I don't understand. Why would the parents of Justin be suing us? They claim what? Oh, come on. He struck first. It was self-defense. Yeah, okay, but not now. Let's talk it over and get an attorney on it when we get back tomorrow night, all right?